podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Q&A session ahead of the Game Week 23 deadline tonight. It's not just any old game week anymore, Sam. It's now a double game week. Whoa, Watford,
I reckon they wait, don't they, till they know we're about to go live and then think, let's throw a little double game week in there for them to talk about. Game week.
Let's add some carnage into the mix. I mean, it's carnage in the loosest sense of the word, because I don't think anyone's really considering Burnley assets.
No.
And other than Dennis and King, maybe Foster.
Pedro.
Really? Would you go Pedro?
I mean, he was the one that scored last time.
He was. And that is how FPL works. Always go with the player that scored last time. That never fails, is it?
Never fails, that strategy. It never fails to jump on a bandwagon.
Absolutely. Right, we've got 247 people in the chat. So hello to everyone there. If you want to ask us any questions, drop them in and we'll try and get to you. If you want us to definitely answer them, then consider chucking a bit of money our way and we will answer your super chats as well, if you want to do that. Before we get into that, though, I just want to touch on So Rare, which I play each week, the So Rare Academy. If you're not into So Rare or don't know what it is, then the So Rare Academy is a kind of a great sort of gateway into it. It's completely free to play. You can choose from essentially all of the cards which So Rare is based on. You build a squad, you compete against other managers, and you can actually earn real So Rare cards, which are part of the blockchain NFTs, to add to your kind of real collection. And you can buy and sell those on the marketplace. So it's a bit like Pokemon cards, digital Pokemon cards, but they're footballers, which is why I'm locked in. Look at my team this week, Sam. I've got Messi, Mbappe, De Bruyne, Trent, Donnarumma. Oh,
if only you could have that as your actual team.
I don't know how much these cards would be worth in real life. I don't even want to think about how much they'd probably be worth in real life. Mm. If you're interested in this, check out the So Rare Academy. There's links in the description below. There's a free weekly tournament you can enter. And as I said, you can win wheel cards to add to your collection. Right, let's go back to the double game week then. What have we got from people? What is everyone? I assume we're not going to get masses amounts of questions. I guess there's questions about hits and things, isn't there? Would you take a hit for someone like King or Dennis this week? Captain? Would you captain one of them?
I sort of feel like we're going to have to captain them.
Yeah.
It's probably the nicest double game week you could get, is the reality. Norwich and Burnley. Doesn't get much nicer than that from an FPL perspective. We are talking about two forwards who are in decent enough form. With a double game week like that, I think you'd be silly not to captain one of them. If you owned them, you'd be silly not to captain them, wouldn't you? There's not really massive standout other captain options apart from the City midfield. There's no one else.
I'm smiling because...
You agree with me?
Well, I don't know if I do, you know.
Do you not?
Amazingly. I've moved my captaincy over to King. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking...
Do you hate it?
I'm going to regret this. When Watford lose 1-0 to Norwich tonight, then I'm going to have King captain and there's going to be players like Foden, you know, Martinelli, Jota, Trent, Ronaldo, all of these guys. Like De Bruyne, I still think, is the standout captain.
He is the standout.
If you've got him. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's whether you think that Watford can get a good result tonight against Norwich. And okay, Norwich are bottom of the league and everything like that. But Watford aren't amazing either.
In these circumstances, though, if there's a double game week, I always think, what will I regret more? Will I regret not captaining a double game week player if he bangs? Or will I regret having it on a double game weeker if one of my single game weeker blanks? It bangs. So, and I always think in my mind, there's double the opportunity. He's got 90 extra minutes in which to score more points. Mm. He's already, as long as he doesn't get booked, he's already a couple of points ahead for the, you know, two games that he's playing. Yeah. So over the course of 180 minutes, can King outscore? So my captain's armband ahead of the double game week announcement was on Cancelo. So can King outscore Cancelo 90 to 180 minutes? And the reality is, I know I'll regret, if King goes mental, I don't think he will, but if he did, I'd massively regret not having captained him. Whereas if Cancelo goes mental and I've captained Josh King, I wouldn't so much regret that, because I'd be like, well, I played the double game week. So
yeah,
so you put that's how I see it.
So you put a lot of stock in the double. I mean, I always find it interesting. I think I was talking to Lago Mane actually yesterday. I think he was the original person that started doing it. Mark plagiarised it. So Mark always plagiarising everything. this idea of looking at the game weeks in sort of double game week blocks and seeing how many points sort of players would get. And I mean, King is very disappointing, really. I mean, he got a double digit haul against Everton in game week 9.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's had 3 returns since game week 9.
Should have returned last week, though.
Well, there's been a few games where he should have returned, but we're talking 2 goals and 1 assist. If you look at it in blocks, the only time he's ever delivered in 2 games in a row was in game week 12 and 13 against United and Leicester. He scored in both of those. And back in game weeks 5 and 6, he got 10 and 5 against Norwich and Newcastle.
Which is a similar sort of game week to what we're going to have here. Norwich and Burnley, Norwich and Newcastle. Yeah. They're, roughly speaking, it's a similar sort of game week to what we're going to have. I don't know. I think a Burnley side that, even if by then you would expect them to be back to, you know, good levels of availability, are they going to be fully match fit?
That's a very good question. And that's what Danny McDonald says in the chat. I did say earlier in the week that I'd captain any double players who had Burnley. Because I think, you know, with games, that was more of a case of, I think, eventually we're going to see Burnley playing almost every day or every couple of days, given how many games they've got.
Play twice in one day at this rate.
Yeah, they might have to.
12:30 and 5:30 kickoffs.
they might have to, yeah. But I think there's obviously more of a break between them. So it's less of that. Just a final thing, because I mentioned King and the double game week. Dennis actually does a lot better when you look at his double game week. Wow. When you look at the two fixtures. So he got 9 and 7 against Brentford and West Ham. That was in 16 and 20. That was like the next time he played. He got 10 and 9 against Leicester and Chelsea and 14 against United the week before. So he actually delivered in 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you go on that, Dennis does seem to be a bit more consistent in the kind of returns that he gets, which probably makes him the better captain pick.
I think he is. Of the two, I think Dennis is the better pick, and I think he's the better captain pick. I mean, I've got King because at the time when I was looking for one, it looked like Dennis was going to go away to AFCON. So in my mind, Josh King was just a safer pick. When everything else was in carnage, going with Josh King felt safer. I don't regret it. And I just think that over those two games, look, the reality is if Josh King's ever going to return, surely it's going to be against Norwich and Burnley. Surely. An out-of-form Burnley team that have got no match fitness because they've not played for about 8 years now. And Norwich team that are, well, they're not on good form. They've got injuries and issues of their own. Yes, they did beat Everton, but goodness me, Everton were woeful. So I'm not...
The issue is just that Watford are really bad.
Yeah.
As well. Like, they're on par with Norwich and Burnley. I mean, yeah,
doesn't that make you... So in part, that also makes me go, well, they've got the motivation and the need to win these games. So I think these games might actually be all right.
You can have all the motivation you want. They haven't got any good players. I've got motivation to win when I play 5-a-side. Doesn't mean I'm going to score a hat-trick.
Yeah, but you aren't a professional. Like, you know...
Hey.
No,
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm waiting for my call-up.
Are you going to get a call up? Who are you going, Norwich?
I got absolutely ruined by a 20-year-old kid last week at a 5-7. I don't want to go back.
Are you embarrassed?
It was really bad. He skinned me like 5 times. It was. Yeah, I know, it was terrible.
You might have to look for a new team.
I know. Oh, dear. All right. We should probably take some questions from the chat rather than rambling.
Talk about you.
Talking about me, yeah, I assume that's why everyone's here. Richard G, the only thing that King offers over Dennis is pens. Rahul agrees with you. Joao Pedro may surprise. And we had someone ask who you would bring in out of Dennis and King, which I think
bring in Dennis.
I completely agree.
Oh, honestly, though, I know you think I've gone mental, but I do think Joao Pedro might be an all right option. I really do.
Would he play though? He played 90 in the last game. He's played
up front as well.
Yeah, well,
pushed him to out.
He was the one at the start of the season that I was the most kind of excited about seeing in the Watford team. He's, if anyone's played Football Manager over the last few years, he's like a Football Manager legend. He's, you know, he turns he always turns into one of like the best players in the game. So he's obviously highly rated, you know, by, you know, because they still do all the scouting and the formulas and stuff. So they clearly have a reason why they've you know, rated him so highly. So yeah, I mean, he could be. I mean, I just think, what are you going to do? You have a forward line of Pedro, King, and Dennis. Go triple triple Watford forwards.
No, I think if I had no Watford, Dennis would be the one I would go to. But if you've got King, I wouldn't sideways swap him.
No. I guess the question is, what do you do with players like Antonio? Someone's mentioned Tony in the chat. What do you do if you... I guess if you haven't got either of them, you move one. That's easy. But would you take a hit for someone like Antonio to Dennis or Tony to King, for example? Or Ronaldo? I mean, some people are even thinking about selling Ronaldo for one of the Watford. Yeah. Not for players.
I mean, I've got Ronaldo. And
it says the stream has disconnected.
Ooh.
Ooh. Are we back? Did it disappear? I've never seen Streamlabs do that before. It made a really weird noise and then a big red thing came up saying stream is disconnected. Are you still there? Is anyone still there?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
They're there.
There's people still in the chat. Yeah.
Okay, that's all right then. We'll carry on.
Let's carry on.
I think Tony would be one that I would sell for a Watford forward. I would. I think Brentford have looked off it for a while now. I know he got the consolation goal against Manchester United, but he's not been consistent. And I think I would target a double game week for Watford over having him. I mean, I've got Calvert-Lewin. So he's another one that kind of sits in that bracket of players that you could potentially move on to bring in a Watford player. But I think you have to just be mindful. There's always this thing, isn't there, with double game weekers that, you know, be mindful of what might come in the future, particularly with people like Calvert-Lewin, who is going to have further double game weeks of his own. And I don't want to be taking hits to move him in and out. And, you know, I don't want to do the Calvert-Lewin hokey-cokey over the next few weeks. So I'm just cautious with it all.
Your point is bang on, I think. You've got to be careful you're not ripping your team up for too many of these guys. I think, personally, if you've got one of King or Dennis...
I think you can
get away with it. I think there's enough good options, single game week players that can do damage. I can see why people might want to go for the double up. I don't think that's awful. But I think going forward, you're going to want Watkins at some point, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're getting in Dennis and you're bringing in, you know, and you're sort of making it so that your team is featuring King and Dennis and you haven't got any way of taking either of those two up, I think you probably just need to, be a bit careful. Yeah, with that. Because pointless for Cass in the chat says exactly. Watford and Burnley players will make a mess of your team going forward. That's the problem. You overload your players with these teams and then 2 weeks' time, you're like, oh no, why have I got all of these things? Yeah. Joe Stannis asked, does Villa or Leeds double this week? It doesn't look like it. We haven't had any information from them. I would assume that like teams would coordinate their tweets and stuff if there was going to be any news. That's not based on anything, but I don't think we're gonna see a game week 23. If you listen to Black Box the other day, Mark is adamant that they won't add a game into the week when it's already taken place. So if they do announce a game, you know, the same weekend as Watford, for example, it won't be added to game week 23. So again, maybe they've changed since Mark has been there. Maybe the coding's different and all that kind of stuff. But he would be absolutely astounded if the deadline passes and then Villa, and then it becomes a double game week involving Villa and Leeds. We've never seen that happen, have we?
No. That's never happened before. The only time we've even had something vaguely like that was when Man City had a game called off and then rescheduled in the same week. But that game was originally planned to be in that game week. It wasn't a new game that got added to that game week. So I can't believe that they would do that. But at the same time, I suppose, you know, they do have to get Premier League games rescheduled. And that weekend, neither Villa nor Leeds are in the cup, so it would make sense for a game to go there.
I mean, it's unprecedented time, so it's hard to say for sure that something can and can't happen. It's just Mark obviously has the kind of inner knowledge of how things work around FPL Towers, and that's what he thinks. But you never know. That's not to say it couldn't happen. I'm less sure. Than
I think
he
he's probably right. To be honest,
I think he's probably right, but I wouldn't. He was
never doubt Mark. He's god of FPL.
That is very true. He can always put a call in anyway and make sure it doesn't happen. So, right, let's have a look. We had a super chat This is from Stephen Gallagher. Hi, Stephen. Hi, guys. I have King and thinking of bringing in Dennis for the double up. Would you lose Ronaldo or Antonio? Ronaldo to Dennis is a, just seems a funny transfer to me. Doing Ronaldo means I could then get De Bruyne for a minus four. Right, there's a few interesting things here. So, firstly, there's the double up of King and Dennis, like we've kind of mentioned. Then there's the selling of Ronaldo. And then there's, if you had De Bruyne, would you captain him over one of Dennis or King? Over to you.
So when it was a case of, shall I sell Ronaldo to get Dennis? I was thinking, no, I wouldn't do that. But then when it was, and I'll use the money to get KDB, that kind of did swing it. Because I think having KDB this week could be really nice. I mean, he's owned by, what, 10% of the game. He's a huge differential. He's on great form. Man City are dominating in the way that we were used to a couple of seasons ago. I really like that as an option to have him this week. Plus, it gives you good scope if you want to go back to Salah because you've got extra money. So moving him back in when he comes back from AFCON around game week 24, it looks like it's going to be achievable because you've done that. You will probably hate watching the Manchester United game, though, because you know West Ham defensively have been awful lately. Manchester United defensively have been awful lately. So both Antonio and Ronaldo, I think, could do quite well this weekend. But the KDB thing will probably make me do it because you're bringing in a double game week and KDB against Southampton instead of, I mean, it doesn't say, who would you take out in the middle?
No, not sure.
KDB?
Not sure.
Doesn't say. But Ronaldo versus a player with two game weeks and KDB, that does feel really nice.
I think De Bruyne comfortably outscores Ronaldo this game week.
Should
against,
do, shouldn't he?
Against West Ham. Then the next two, De Bruyne's got Brentford and Norwich. Ronaldo has got Burnley and Southampton. And then Leeds and Watford. So Ronaldo's got the kind of a really good like four games after this. De Bruyne has got three really good games there. Then it's Tottenham, Everton, United. It gets a bit tougher. You're going to want Salah at that point. The tricky thing is, I mean, you talk about getting Salah back in 24 for De Bruyne. That's when De Bruyne's got Brentford at home. And then he's got Norwich away.
We don't know for definite, because that's the game week that Liverpool have got Leicester, isn't it? And we don't know for definite when Salah will come back, depending upon when Egypt exit the competition, if they go out after the round of 16, if they make it all the way to the final or the third, fourth playoff, then of course that's all going to have an impact on when he comes back. And I think the final is like 4 days before they're due to play Leicester. So there's no guarantee that he comes home and he immediately plays against Leicester anyway. So for me, I'd probably be looking maybe to brave it and just wait on Salah for one extra week and bring him in 25.
And sell De Bruyne for Salah in 25 when De Bruyne plays Norwich.
Well, it's tough though, isn't it? It's really tough. And that's why maybe it's a case of at that point, you don't look to sell De Bruyne. And instead, because you're going to still have some money left in the bank from doing those transfers, probably. So I would probably be looking to maybe, might even be a time to wildcard if things calm down and have De Bruyne and Salah in your team at that stage and have the opportunity for a bench boost straight after with all of these decent players in your team.
Yeah, I think I like it. I like that minus four though. I like the idea of doing Ronaldo to Dennis or King and then bringing in De Bruyne. I'm not sure which midfielder you're selling, Stephen, but to me, that seems like a minus four that will pay off this week. I like it. And then you've got the option, right? It's all about having options. You've got the option to sell De Bruyne to Salah, you can wait a bit, you can be flexible. It's, you know, you've got that midfield spot. You've got that premium, you basically swapped that premium striker for that premium midfield. I'd do it. I vote do it. You agree?
Let me see if I can do it. I'm just going to see if I could do it.
Let's see if you could do it. It's talking us into it now.
Let me see. Ronaldo to, not put Cavani in, remove. Let's have a look.
This is the content people want, Sam. You make
this is what they want. They want to just see. They want to see if I can do these things.
Your fingers slip in and bringing in Cavani. That's what the people want to see.
Oh, I can easily do it. I've got 10 million in the bank. Replace Mason Mount. Somehow ended up with Mason Mount last week.
Yeah, I think a few did. I did say, I said on this stream, I would not bring in any Chelsea players for a transfer. I would only do a free hit. And no one.
I also said that. I also said that with you sat here a week ago. I'm not bringing in a Chelsea player because it's a dead transfer. They've got Spurs, then they've got blanks. And then the world went mad. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, there's Maddison. I could still go to Maddison because, you know, although he's only now got a single game week, I could still go there. But I don't know. Then what I actually wanted to do was go Lucas Moura. And then the North London Derby was in doubt. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to bring him in for just Leicester and then Chelsea the week after. And so somehow I then decided to just go to Mount on the basis that I could sell him again this week. So I can easily do Ronaldo to Dennis and Mount.
Well, so Stephen Gallagher's got in touch again. Even better for him is that he'd be selling to Mari Gray. He'd be doing Damari Gray to De Bruyne.
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then Ronaldo to Watford.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one. I would definitely do that. Your question then is, do you captain De Bruyne or King or Dennis? And I think I'd genuinely still give it to De Bruyne. If I had him, I'd be captaining him this week, 100%. I think it's the best option. But you like the doubles.
Look, I came on this stream, I thought I knew what I was doing. Suddenly, I've got a -4 going on. Like, what's happening here?
So what are you thinking? You're thinking of doing Ronaldo to
the other one? So I wasn't ahead of this stream. I was thinking I've got Josh King and that's enough. I don't think I really want the double up top for Watford. Because that would give me a front three of Dennis King and Calvert-Lewin, which feels awful moving forward. So let me reset my team, but I can. So I was going to just change Mason Mount. That was going to be what I was going to do. Cause obviously next week I've also got Rudiger and so Chelsea with their blanks. I need to deal with both of those two. So I've got 11.2 million to spend on a replacement for Mount for a free. So I can't quite get to KDB, but I can go Sterling. I can go Foden. I can go Rafinha, I can go Coutinho, and that was where I was going before this stream started. I was going to go Coutinho on the basis that at some point, Aston Villa have to double at some point. So,
I mean, Abir Das in the chat says, Sam, I would do Ronaldo to Watkins and Mount to De Bruyne. That's nice. That sets you up nicely going forward. You've got De Bruyne in place, potential captain. You've got Watkins for any doubles that come in. Nice.
Still a -4. And the thing is with my team at the moment, I don't think I need to -4 this week. Like over the last few weeks, I've been happy to take hits because I felt like my team needed it. But this week I'm looking at my team thinking, and I don't really think that it's that bad that I need to take.
Sorry, Sam, have you been putting super chats in the chat? Because we're asking, you know, you're asking a lot of questions here, trying to get your team sorted. And
I know. I'm still quite happy to just go Coutinho, to be honest. Like, I still think, even with that Watford double game week, I still look at it and think, okay, more longer term, do I really want Dennis and King?
No.
I don't think so. So I'm not really prepared to go all in on Watford for this double game week.
I think you do what Abby says. I think you get Watkins.
See, the thing is that I just also think that Coutinho might just be a marvel. Like, I could just see him doing really well over the next part of this season. And so part of me really wants to go there. I do love Watkins, though. We do all know that I do love Watkins.
I don't think
I want to take Ronaldo out this week.
No, I wouldn't mind. It's interesting because, I mean, Villa, like all week, we've had obviously content on Scout coming out and a lot of it has been focused on Villa. So Prass and Snaldo did a brilliant video yesterday night, you know, all about Villa assets. We've had, you know, the watch list with Nim and Kylie. They've been talking about Dean and Coutinho and all of this stuff. And you look at the chat now and there's very few people actually mentioning Villa. Yeah. And they do seem a team that's still worth investing in. Because like you say, Watkins
The fixtures are really nice.
Watkins is still great. You've got Dean,
There's going to be doubles.
Absolutely.
Everything about West Ham shouts to me at the moment. Like Aston Villa shouts to me at the moment. It's like invest, invest, invest. And even with the double game week announcement, I'm still drawn to Villa. Because whilst I do really like the idea of KDB, I can't go there. So I'm basically making without taking a hit. And I'm not sure I want to take a hit. The rest of my team doesn't look like it needs it. I think the rest of it looks fine. I mean, at the minute, I've got Ramsey as my first sub. So taking a hit feels ridiculous because I'm moving around players that I'm happy to play this game week and that have nice fixtures. So I think for me, the Mason Mount slot is the one that I want to get rid of this week. Mm. So it's a choice. It's a straight choice, really, between going Coutinho, going Rafinha, or going for Foden. Those are the three options that I have.
Yep.
And I need to just decide which one. I don't think I need a hit. I don't think I have to lose Ronaldo this week. There's also a big part of my brain that really wants to bring Kane in. So holding the Ronaldo spot allows me easily to do that.
Yeah.
Next.
No,
week.
I agree. All right, let's bring this back to the...
Move away from my team.
Let's move away from you. Let's bring this back to the Q&A. So we had one more super chat, which was from Kenan Lightbender, which is probably one of my favourite names in the chat. I've seen Kenan around before. Is it worth a hit to transfer Sterling out for De Bruyne?
No.
Very quick note. So Mahrez is back now. Algeria got knocked out last night.
But
does that impact Sterling?
I don't think it does. Not this week.
Maybe not for this week, but this is a hit. This, you know, this is going forward. So, I mean, I'd rather have KDB over Sterling.
But don't you think Sterling could do really well this game week?
Well, yeah.
Like, I look at Sterling this week and think, you could get, KDB could get a hat trick, but you could get a hat trick as well in that game. Like, I think both of them have got real potential to do really well this week. Moving forward in the long term, yes, with Mahrez coming back, there might be some changing up that happens at Manchester City. But I'm not sure that this week... Is that for a free?
No.
For a hit? I wouldn't do it for a hit.
You could
do it next week for free, yeah, when Mahrez is more likely to play.
I think you're right this week. I think you hold this week, but I think not for a hit. If it was for free, you had nothing else to do, maybe. I think going forward, I know Sterling is playing the majority of games now. He's missed two games in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's missed two, only not started two in the last 11 games. So he's playing majority of minutes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and playing well.
And playing well, yeah. But I definitely wouldn't sell it for a hit.
No.
Interesting that Algeria got knocked out. They were the champions.
Reigning champions, yeah. I'm surprised to see them coming home so quickly.
I know. 3-1 they lost at the end. And Morris missed a penalty.
Sanders, really? I didn't realise that.
He did, yeah. Gray to Rafinha or Bruno to KDB? Also, Dennis or King? Three questions there. Gray to Rafinha seems a great move, I think.
It does.
Given that Leeds are going to have a double soon.
So are Everton, though.
Everton?
Everton have got loads of fixtures to be rescheduled. So they're going to have a double at some point.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
But would you rather have Gray or Rafinha?
I mean, I'd rather have Rafinha than Gray. So I would do that move. But I think you do have to kind of just keep that in the back of your mind. It's the same with me and Calvert-Lewin. I keep looking at him thinking, I'll sell you. But then...
I really like the Bruno to De Bruyne move. If I had nothing else to do, I would do that in a heartbeat, having got Bruno in last week. I mean, I've got to sort my defence out this week, but if I could move De Bruyne to Bruno to De Bruyne and captain him, I love that. And it's probably fairly easy for a lot of people who've got it. It's got to be a consideration, right? Take Bruno's points and run. That's what I'm voting.
I mean, the reality is that it's tough. So the fixtures make it difficult, right? Because you look at the fixtures for Bruno, really nice. Look at the fixtures for KDB, really nice. The bigger thing for me is the form of the two teams. Man City, crest of the wave, playing fantastic. Look like they're going to go on to be champions. KDB, heartbeat of the team.
Exactly.
Manchester City, in a nutshell, you invest. Manchester United, different ballgame entirely. Bit all over the place. You're never really sure which Manchester United team are going to turn up. Sometimes I watch them and I think they've played really well. Other times I watch them and I think they've been awful. Never really know what Bruno's going to do. Is sometimes brilliant, particularly if Ronaldo's not on the pitch, like we saw in the first part of this game week, was fantastic. But don't rate him so much with Ronaldo in there too. I don't think he's quite as talismanic when Ronaldo's on the pitch. So there's all of that kind of stuff that plays out for me. And because of that, even with the fixtures, I'd still make the move. But only if there wasn't something more pressing, because I don't think it's a priority to
That's how I'm looking at it. For me, it's not. I want to do it, but it's not a priority. But I think it's quite obvious that De Bruyne is a better option than Fernandes going forward, because he's better and City are better and the fixtures are really good for Man City, and they are for United as well, but they're, you know, you're getting similar fixtures, better player, better team.
Yeah.
More, yeah, there's loads of reasons. I would, out of those two options, I would probably favour doing the Bruno to De Bruyne move, just because I think, as I keep saying, I think De Bruyne is the best option this week.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think I do. Particularly because Leeds have got issues of their own, right? Bamford's re-injured himself. Rafinha's brilliant, no doubt, but he could do with some of his teammates coming back.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Excellent. And then Dennis or King, we've answered that already. We both say Dennis, if you're picking one this week.
If you're going for one this week, go Dennis.
Yeah. Super chats are flying in now, Sam. We've got Mitch.exe. King or KDB captain? I'm staying by it. De Bruyne captain for me over the doubles, over the doublers. I think De Bruyne's the best option. They're going to batter Southampton. I can't say
I think they will too. The only thing that makes me waver on it is that there's multiple players in that Manchester City team that can bang, like big returns. Sterling, Foden. If Bilva decides he wants to be attacking, Bilva, KDB, Cancelo. Like, there's multiple players in that team that could absolutely share the goals around them. But at Watford, there's like two, maybe three if you put Pedro in there. So if they're going to score, it's going to come from Dennis and King. And they have got two fixtures to do it.
Would you rather have like the kind of the main player for a team that could score five or six, or an average player for a team that will probably score one?
I mean, I'm going to captain Josh King, so I'm not really the best person to talk to here because I'm going to play the double game week game.
So if you had De Bruyne and King and Dennis,
I would still captain.
You would still captain.
I mean, I'm going to move it off Cancelo, who could equally do really well against Southampton.
So we're in disagreement.
I'm going to play the game.
I would personally. I think De Bruyne outscores King and Dennis this week.
You might be right, but they've got two game weeks of hope.
Two games of hope. That's the hope that gets you.
It's the hope that kills you, isn't
it? It's always the hope that kills you.
Yeah.
Omar Elanodi, Son and Bruno to KDB and Foden for a -4, or just do one of them?
Just do one of them.
So Son to Foden for free or Bruno to KDB for free.
When's Conte going to speak? Is he speaking today? Honestly, there's a video yesterday of Son the morning after the night before. What a night that was, by the way.
I know.
Running around the Spurs dressing room like a nutter, not looking like he had a care in the world. And we've known Sonny have remarkable recoveries before, so I'm really interested to see what Conte says about.
When is Conte's press conference?
I don't know. Is he talking today?
He is. Yeah, 1:30.
Just listen. Yeah. Just listen. See what he says about Son. He didn't look like an injured man.
I'd love if he just comes out and just goes, "Hello, Son has been running around the dressing room like a nutcase today, and he's going to play."
Son has proved he is fully fit and available because he ran around celebrating with the rest of the team. I don't know. No, I mean, he probably won't. He did say February. So if he says February again, then yes, I would do Son to KDB this week. But if he says, actually, Son's back, I'd sell Bruno instead. Because I know it's Chelsea, but longer term, I think the doubles for Spurs would make me want to keep Son over Bruno.
I think getting a City mid is a great idea this week, given the three fixtures they've got. So I think you could do either. I think you could do Son or Son to Foden or Bruno to KDB and be fine. I think I agree with you. I'd just do one of them.
I don't think you need to do both.
I don't think you need to do both. No. Wait for the press conference. If Sam's insights into Son running around the dressing room prove to be accurate.
I mean, he might have done his hamstring worse by running around the dressing room, of course. There is that.
That is true, yeah. Imagine that he just comes out and goes, Son has had a setback. He's going to be out for another 3 months. He fell over a chair in the dressing room and fractured his skull. Hopefully he won't say that. I do like Foden. I always find it hard to like advise getting Foden because I always worry that he's not going to play, even though I love him and he plays most games. I still am scared saying, yes, you should buy Foden, because then he doesn't play. And then I get DMs being like, you told me to buy Foden, he didn't even start in the...
I know what you mean. It's the same with Grealish, isn't it? Like, we've had all this whole stream so far. What are we on? Like, all this time we've been talking, nobody's mentioned Grealish. Yeah, he's got just as nice a fixture as everyone else that we've talked
actually,
about.
We've had one, we have had one mention of Grealish in the chat. That is from Collateral91, who says, should I sell Grealish for Foden?
But yeah, you see, this is it, isn't it? And it's really interesting to me because, yeah, I mean, on paper, that is what you want to do, isn't it? But can you really sell Grealish ahead of Southampton?
Yes.
Really? Can you?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes. Why?
Would you go Grealish to Foden?
Why have you still got Grealish? Why has anyone got Grealish at this point? I'm like the biggest Grealish fan there is. But he hasn't had an attacking return. Well, he had one attacking return in game 17 against Leeds. And then his last attacking return before that was in game 2.
You watch him get a hat trick this week.
No, he won't. I would definitely sell Grealish for Foden. Like, even for a hit. Just get it done. If you've still got Grealish in your team, that with all the amazing midfielders we've got at the moment, like, you need to address that. He's just not performing anywhere near the level that we want him to as an FPL option. Like, 2 starts in the last 5 as well. You can't keep a player like that in your side.
No, I think you're probably right. Just devil's advocate is, can you? It's, I mean, I, so I've got Bernardo still. I keep looking at him thinking I probably should swap you for another Man City midfielder, different one, go up to KDB or whatever.
I'd be getting rid of him as well for a hit for Foden.
You see, I don't want to go to Foden. And I think that's the thing. Is
one
that...
attacking return in the last 6, Sam.
Bernardo. Yeah, I know that. And I appreciate that he is not in good form. He's not in good form. But if I was going to move him on, I'd want to go to KDB. And yeah. I can't afford KDB. So then it's a choice between Sterling or Foden. And I also think I'd rather sell Mount than I would sell Bernardo this week. Otherwise, we're talking about minus 4.
Mount's got to go. Mount's
well, this is
go.
The thing. So, yeah. So I'm going to do the Mount move anyway. So that means that I'm then in a place where selling Bernardo is for a -4, which, again, feels not very nice this week.
Yeah.
And if I do the Mount move,
But you're not going to get Grealish.
No, I'm not, because I wouldn't. But it's just interesting to me that we spend all this time talking about Manchester City players, but he never comes up. And at the beginning of the season, I thought this might go differently for him.
I think, again, Pointless for Cast makes a good point in the chat, again, that, you know, Bill was playing well, but his position's changed with De Bruyne coming
in. It has. Yeah, absolutely.
Another reason to sell him.
But I think he's probably one to deal with next week.
Yeah.
But I've got a bit more news about Salah as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Your husband says that my Conte impression needs its own Twitter account. Thanks, Lee.
Can you do it again?
I don't think
what
I can.
What else can we say? Can you make a statement about...
I was inspired. I can't do it on request. It's, you know, it's a gift. It has to come to me naturally. oh, God, we've got so many questions. Well, we've got 1,300 people watching live, which is crazy. Hi, everyone. Thanks all for all the messages so far. We are going to wrap this up fairly soon. So if you do have any final questions for us, get them in now. Let's see if I can pick up any good ones. They're all about my Conte impression. I thought it was quite good.
It was good.
Yeah, thank you.
Go on, do it again.
No, I can't.
Tell us about something else that might happen at Spurs.
That I can't. I'll mess it up. I'll get done for racism, I think, if I go too far. Just,
I thought it was great.
As is doing his Italian again. Get him off the stream.
I mean, I thought it was great.
Thanks, Sam. I can't find any real interesting questions. Most of them I mean, no offence, everyone. I don't mean to insult you all. It's just we've answered the vast majority of these.
Good job you didn't say that in Conte's accent. You'd have been in real big trouble then.
1,300 people watching, why aren't we all at work? That is a very good question.
We are at work.
We are technically. We are at work. Yep.
Just the rest of you.
FPL Rob, Son cracking his skull was dark. Yeah, it was a bit,
wasn't it? It was. I don't know why, it just couldn't have like twisted his ankle or something, yeah, but you cracked his skull.
Well, in my mind, he fell over a chair and went down hard, you know, yeah. rather than.
I mean, that wasn't in any of the video. It was just him celebrating, doing the Bergwijn W celebration, and it was good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. A lot of people keep asking about a captain. This seems to be the question that we're getting a lot.
We're going to disagree on this, though, aren't we? Because I think play the game, captain a doubler. They've got lovely fixtures, particularly if you own Dennis. He's in good form. Roll the roulette. Go with the doubler.
Yeah.
But I also do understand, if you've got KDB, I do think he's a really nice captain option this week.
Yeah, I don't think we can really be any more clear than that. I think it comes down to, you know, there are very good captaincy options this week. You've got Jota, Trent, City players.
Both of them were incredible last night as well. Exactly. We've not talked about them.
Jota with a brace. You know, a lot of people had a captaincy on him before this. Yep. I don't think this news means that King or Dennis is like a cert for the captain. I think it obviously boosts their appeal a lot, but I do think there are single game week players that could potentially outscore the two.
There always is, right? And yeah, there always is. So it's just what risk you want to take, because KDB could absolutely go mental against Southampton. I don't have any doubt that he'll return in that game. It's just over the course of an additional 90 minutes, could Dennis or King outscore him? I think it's tight. I do think it's tight. I don't think it's like they definitely will, but they should, in the two fixtures that they have, they should outscore him in the extra 90 minutes.
Yeah. We're also getting a few questions about João Pedro again. It's because you brought him up. So let me just find some stats on João Pedro. That's what everyone wants, apparently. I'm gonna do a fantasy football scout player comparison of Dennis and Pedro in the last game. What's Dennis's first name?
Dennis.
Is it Emmanuel? Emmanuel, yeah, of course it is. I did not know his middle name was Bonaventura. What an amazing middle name.
Bonaventura? Bonner, pet detective.
Bonaventura, like close.
It's like close Nate Ventura, to... pet detective.
Emmanuel Dennis, pet detective. Is it, do you reckon he's ever been called that?
No, I doubt it. I don't even know if he knows what that is.
Okay, let's have a look at this then. Have I got my... Can I do a thing?
It's 0.4% owned as well, Pedro. If he goes off, like...
Okay, so this is Pedro versus Dennis for the last game on the Fantasy Football Scout members area, which, again, if you're debating any decisions, like who to captain, like the player comparison I use all the time. It helps me make loads of decisions that I make. And this is perfect. If you're debating who to get in, out, King, Dennis, Pedro, all of this, I suggest you use this to make a decision. So in the last game, Pedro, his stats were better than Dennis.
Yeah.
He played 90 minutes. He had an XG of 0.32 compared to Dennis's 0.14. He had an expected assist of 0.06 compared to Dennis's 0.14. His expected goal involvement was 0.38 compared to 0.28. He had more touches. He received the ball more regularly. He obviously scored the goal, so had the 100% goal involvement. He had a worse baseline BPS. So you got to think, if they both score, Dennis is going to hoover up the bonus more than he has.
Mm-hmm.
He had 6 penalty area touches to Dennis's 5. He had 6 goal attempts, though. This is the key one for me. 6 goal attempts, 4 in the box. Dennis only managed 2 and had 1 in the box. Pedro had an attempt every 15 minutes compared to Dennis's 42.
So, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that last week, and you have to go with what's relevant at the moment in the game right now, because things change so fast. But last week, it was Pedro that impressed me of the three of them.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you don't want to be stuck with...
I know Pedro. That, which is why...
Which is the issue, right?
Yeah. But he is 0.4%. I don't think anybody is. But if you were free hit, if I were going to free hit this week, I'd 100% have him.
Yeah. And well, the other option is that you can do it knowing that next week you're going to get... Watkins. So if you've got the money and you
leave
do like Antonio down to Pedro, Then yeah. Maybe Pedro will be the standout. Just while we're here, I'll just do the comparison for King and Dennis. Average appearances all season. So this is, if you're on Twitter and you know about this Grass FC versus Analytics FT, it basically stemmed off the back of this too. Basically, everyone believes that King has the superior stats and Dennis is the better player to watch on the eye. That's essentially what it all comes down to, which is borne out by the stats. So King has an XG of 0.4 compared to Dennis's 0.2, and that's non-penalty as well. Assists is about the same, 0.1 each. Dennis has more touches. He receives the ball more regularly. He dribbles more regularly. He has a better goal involvement of 68% compared to King's 40%. Dennis has the better BPS baseline, so he's more likely to get bonus in the match. And he has more. They have around about the same penalty area touches as well. But King has more goal attempts, 2.2 compared to 2. So not a huge amount in it. They both average an attempt every 36 minutes. So like the Analytics FC people saying that King's stats are much better than Dennis's. There's not that much. There's not much in it at all, really.
He has missed a number of more games than Dennis, though, hasn't he? Beginning.
Well, this is average. This is average per appearance.
Average, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is average.
I don't know. Look, I mean, going back to when I bought in Josh King, I would have bought in Dennis had we known for definite at that point that he wasn't going to go to AFCON. Because at the point that I invested in Watford, it looked like he was probably going to go because he was playing incredibly well. But Josh King was doing all right as well at that point. And I thought, well, you'll remember, if you think way back to Fest, the original Fest in the summer, I was all aboard the Josh King train until he got injured just that day and I had to swap him out. Because I thought he'd have a good season. I thought he was the right player for Watford. And I still stand by the fact that I think he might be. So I'm quite happy to be invested in Josh King. I don't think I want the double up. If you don't have either, I'd go for Dennis. But
I can't say
it. A kind of cheeky punt on.
I can't say it better than that. The stats indicate there's not a huge amount in it between King and Dennis. King has the penalties. Dennis is the better player. We all knew that anyway. This is the same question that gets asked, and you need to kind of make a decision based on it. It looks to me like there's barely anything in it within the stats. I think Dennis is a smarter player, a more intelligent player who maybe doesn't need as many attempts to get a goal as King might. But there's not a huge amount in it. I'm not going to sell King for Dennis, for example. But if I was going to pick one, then I'd pick Dennis. Right, final question, and that is from Faisal Ali. Nice easy one to end the stream with, Sam. Ramsdale or Foster?
Foster. It's got double game week against two clubs that can't score goals.
Yeah, agreed. It's got to be Foster, right?
Could get 12.
Does he definitely play back? He came straight back in, didn't he?
I don't think Ranieri really trusts Backman. I think he was only playing because he had to. I think he plays both. I think he could get two clean sheets.
Yeah. I think you have to play the double game at keeper when they've got fixtures as good as Watford have got.
I wish I had him.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Ramsdale get, 8-9 points, but Foster could get a big haul if Watford can keep it clean against them. James Skill, captain Foster. Okay, now we're getting into the realms of
now craziness. We've gone mad. Could outscore Dennis and King though, couldn't he, if he gets two clean sheets?
He could, but they're not going to get two clean sheets. They haven't had a clean sheet all season. What are the odds that they get two?
Who's going to score for Burnley? They've got no Chris Wood and they've got no Corner. Well, how are they going to score?
Well, they've got Vidra.
Vidra?
Oh, he's a doubt. They got Jay Rodriguez. Did you know Jay Rodriguez got 15 goals in 2013?
that was nearly 10 years ago.
That's a good point. That was at Southampton, wasn't it? I think he was at Southampton.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah. How many did he get last year? Probably about three.
He got one.
One.
He got one.
I mean, yes, he might score one against Foster, but...
Yeah, he got one. He actually played sort of 1,200 minutes as well. That's really bad, just getting one goal.
One goal in 1,200 minutes?
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
I mean, I think I could have done better than that, but maybe I couldn't.
I'd love to see you start up front for Burnley.
Oh, I'm terrible. Don't want to watch me play football.
Dyche just scream at you like, hit it long. You're like, no.
I'll just be scared.
Tiki-taka.
Send it to me. I'll just talk to the goalie and see if I can bore him to death, bore him asleep. Then I'll have a chance.
Just tell him about your Ronaldo mount plans
I just talk to him through my FPL issues and say, look, I've got myself, I've captained myself. Please, would you let me score this goal?
Amazing. Right. Oh, it was a bit sad when we end these streams. I really enjoy them, but you know, we could be. I'm doing another two streams today as well. I've got team news and then the deadline stream later. So I've got a pretty full on day today. But
they're going to see a lot of you today.
I know. I'm sorry to anyone that's sick of me already, but I will be around all day for the rest of the stuff. Comment. Got more, I'm doing my transfers as well. Oh, fun day.
You know what you want to do? You want to bring Dennis in and captain him.
I know. Well, I could do. I'm not going to get into. I'll be talking about my team later. If you want to know what I'm panicking with, tune into the deadline stream tonight. I'm on with Bruno. Bruno.
Oh, nice.
Bruno. Oh, we missed a trick, by the way. You know that the song you must have heard, that Disney song that's going to be number one.
We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why we haven't done a single stream with that as the title of the stream. We don't talk about Bruno. Like, how apt is that?
Do it for your deadline stream when you've got Bruno on.
Oh my God. We don't talk about Bruno and Bruno's on and we're not talking about Bruno. I like it. I'm taking it.
Bruno will be like, sorry, we can't talk about you because that is the name of the stream. So it's basically just you talking about your team.
I'll just mute him for the whole stream.
Is it okay if I say it? No,
we don't talk about you, mate. Sorry. Fantastic. What a way to end. Right. Thank you everyone for watching. I hope we've been useful. I don't think we probably have, but we tried. That's all we can do, isn't it?
We've done our best.
I won't see you for a while. I won't see you for a few weeks because it's the big old break.
I mean, actually, you will see me in person next week, which will be very exciting.
I will see you in person next week. Yes. Our meeting on Wednesday, I think that is. It'd be nice. Yeah.
But we won't have one of these.
And actually, the week before the next deadline, I'm off. So
who am I doing this with? I'll have to get someone on with me.
You will. I have to teach you to host, kicking and screaming.
Oh my life. I mean, this could be a carnage, guys.
It's going to be you and Chris.
The stream will be muted. You won't be able to see us. It will just basically be a nightmare. Yeah, I'll do it with Chris. I'll get Chris on with me.
Do it with Chris. Yeah, you and Chris.
Yeah, because he can host it as well then.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, good point. Yeah, let's work for you. Yeah. Right, we really are rambling now. We're going to call it. Thank you, everyone. Good luck this week. And we will be back.